Item 5, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, providing an informational report on the 2014 year-end fiscal projection for Milwaukee County, third quarter 2014. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
The report that you have before you was as of December 17th, 2014. The report indicates that we are projecting a surplus for Milwaukee County of $10.7 million. A listing showing where the various surpluses and deficits are is on page 4 of this document. And the item that should be noted is that the total dollars from operations, so operating departments overall are projecting about a $2.5 million deficit, and non-departmentals are projecting a surplus of about $13.2 million, which includes unallocated contingency fund, fringe benefits, and sales tax. The thing that I wanted to let the committee, we are currently working on a report right now, which is in a draft stage, which would be updating this information. The draft document that we have is increasing that projection to about $14.3 million for the year. The increase from the report that you have, an increase of $1.5 million in sales tax revenue projection, an additional $1 million in the contingency fund, $950,000 from debt service, from those items. The other thing that I wanted to note to you is in the report that you have before you, it indicated BHD with a projected surplus of about $1 million. That was included in the surplus, so in the revised report, we are taking that out. The recent information we have from BHD is that they are projecting right now a surplus of around $5 million for the year. So, we're currently looking at those, but we'll get out this new report in the next week or so, so you can see that information. But regarding BHD and the new state statutes, any surplus or deficit would be maintained by them and in their reserves and held by them. Similar to family care, also maintains any surpluses or deficits in their reserves. And just regarding family care is projecting about a $2.2 million deficit for the year, which would come out of their reserves and does not impact our bottom line.
Supervisor Gerson.
Do we know what remaining reserves in family care are after they supplement the 2.2 still?
No, but I can get that for you.
Thank you.
Well, there's three different
there's
ones,
three
right?
There's three reserves, and two reserves are there's actually three reserves that are required by the state. Those are all fully funded under their requirements. One of them is actually held by the state, by the insurance commissioner, and has been called on at times because there has been two failures of CMOs within the state. So when they call on that, so we send the money to the state holds on to it, and then the state calls on that money and takes it out of the reserve, and then the county, being the CMO, has to send them more money to refill that reserve, so that comes out of their surpluses or deficits. Then they have the excess reserve, which was, I think, as the supervisor indicated, somewhere in the neighborhood of around $20 million. I can get you the exact dollar amount of what that is, though. And that's an excess reserve beyond the requirements that they have. And so this is a projection right now of a deficit of about $2.2 million based upon their total operations, not only their operations in Milwaukee County, but also in the surrounding counties, too.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Johnson.
That state reserve, in case there's a failure of any CMO, is $750,000.
Yeah, but I mean, if I heard that correctly, that 2.2 deficit includes other counties besides Milwaukee.
And there's a mixture of surpluses and deficits in other counties.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something I continue to be concerned about because, as I said before, the governance model does not match the service model. But
I
understand they're holding right. contingency funds to cover those things. But we do need to be concerned about whether those continue to be sufficient.
Right. I think the majority of this money is coming from Milwaukee County, the right. deficit for the year.
Do we have a breakdown? Can we get a breakdown on that?
I think they present that, but I'll get you a breakdown of that.
Thank you. I'll move to receive and place on file.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Mr.
Chairman, we just had a governing board meeting 2 days ago. We had a governing board meeting 2 days ago, but my recollection is that for the other counties, most of them have surpluses for the other counties. Information for Supervisor Church, but Mr. Massey said he'll get the information for you.
The deficit in Potawatomi capital project funding, is that, were we tied up in the same payment, the issue that the state had with them withholding the payment, or?
I don't believe it's the same issue. I think it's just due to less revenues that they had during the year. But I don't think they held any of the monies for us.
All right. We have a motion for adoption. To receive and place on file. Thank you.
No question.
Supervisor Mayo.
I'm just looking at, thank you, at your surplus and your deficit. Can you tell me what a $1.1 million surplus is? And then you have $1.4 million surplus. I'm trying to figure, is that $15 million or is it $150,000? I'm on page 8. And it's paper stuff, right? I'm just curious to see.
In the House of Correction?
Yeah, House of Correction.
$150,000.
Yeah. So they're projecting a surplus of 0.15 million, which is due to a revenue surplus of 0.68 million and an expenditure deficit of 0.53 million.
So they got so it's 15 million?
No. 0.1, like $150,000. Sorry.
I was just checking.
Yeah, $150,000.
Okay. I didn't realize 150,000 was millions, but that's what I was checking.
All right.
So I'm back on track. All right.
Any other questions? If not, we have a motion to receive and place on file. The motion to receive and place on file.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Weddle.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 5 be recommended to be received and placed on file prevails.
Thank you.